At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I am pleased to report that I am refreshed. I am invigorated. I actually, for the first time, and probably a month, got more than 8 hours of sleep last night with a new puppy, with Pendragon's Royal Baron. You got to take him out every umpteen hours. Although he's been getting better. As he gets bigger, the bladder gets bigger. Consequently, don't have to get up as often. So finally, I get 8 hours of sleep. And this is imperative. Why? Well, first, you feel better. Second, there is a direct correlation now between people who sleep 8 hours having more orgasmic sex. The harem is thrilled. We'll get to that. Sleeping 8 hours, it improves your memory, curbs inflammation, sharpens your attention, and you have more fantastic sex. I see nothing wrong with that. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your five-star commanding global general and global alpha male in chief, coming to you as always from the Ford Theater of Operations in Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa. In the background, you hear the APU, the Auxiliary Power Unit of Alpha Force One. I am on standby from POTUS as I may have to head to North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un as part of the deal to get rid of the nukes. President Trump promised Kim Jong-un that he would show, he would send envoys over to show how to have more alpha male pleasure. And who do you think he called? This five-star. So I may be dispatched at any time. Therefore, I wanted the bird to have the APU on just in case we have to take off at a moment's notice. And I must say, I am getting an absolute kick out of all these fake news, lamestream, libstream media members up in arms because President Trump played nice with Kim Jong-un. Do you think for a second President Trump thinks Kim Jong-un is a saint? Do you think for a second that Donald Trump thinks Kim Jong-un is the kind of guy that he'd like to hang around with and play golf with? That he's a just a wonderful guy to his people? Hell to the no. But what President Trump understands, as any business person understands, such as this five-star and many of you, that the fake stream media do not understand, is that sometimes you have to stroke egos and you have to play nice when you're trying to get a deal. 1 year ago, we had everybody jumping up and down saying, President Trump's rhetoric is going to get us into World War III. President Trump calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, he is exacerbating the situation. We could have nukes flung at us any second. We are going to get into nuclear war. The world is going to end because of President Trump and his tweets. And here we are a year later. President Trump meets Kim Jong-un on neutral territory. He establishes a relationship, which in any negotiation I've always found when you can establish warm feelings, it's usually a better prelude to getting a good deal on your end, and usually on the other end too, but it's usually a prelude to getting a good and fair deal, to get things going smoothly. It has worked for me in every situation where I've had to negotiate a business deal. In fact, I will tell you, the very few times where I did not, was really had no rapport or couldn't establish warm feelings or a relationship with the counterparty, it always was a struggle to get the deal done. And once we got it done, we looked back and said, you know what? Probably wasn't worth it. Should have just walked away. And I can tell you that when you can sit and talk and have a reasonable relationship, you don't have to be their best friend, you don't have to be their buddy, but you can accomplish things and get things done, it is far better for everyone, and it is far better for the world. Think of this. The lamestream media, all these members of the Clinton and Clown News Network and BSNBC saying a year ago, we've got to get, this is terrible, he's going to put our country in war, we're going to get destroyed, Japan, our allies, they're all going to get destroyed. And now, he is on the verge of getting the nukes out. It's going to be a 2-3 year process, not going to happen overnight. We're not backing down on our sanction. He's made it very clear, I'm going to be tough, but we want full denuclearization. We're not handing over any checks. We're not giving billions of dollars, the opposite of Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Doing the right thing, and now all of a sudden, the libstream media, it just irritates them to no end. The same look they had on election night when Trump defeated their gal Hill, I'm with her. Well, I'm with him. I am with the alpha male. I'm not going to say alpha male in chief because that's me. But the POTUS alpha in chief, President Trump, he did the right thing. And by the way, if Obama would have done the same thing, same established warm feelings, gone over there saying, hey, we're not backing down on our sanctions, full denuclearization, I would have complimented Barack Obama as well. Not a fan of Obama, but when he did something that I agreed with, I wasn't afraid to say, hey, good job. So I get a kick out of all these people. It never, never ends. So congratulations to POTUS Donald Trump, who, by the way, celebrated his 72nd birthday on Thursday. You know what's interesting? He and Bill Clinton are the same age. And I saw Bill Clinton last week on an interview talking about the Me Too movement and on his book tour. Bill Clinton looks terrible. He's a vegan. He sounds weak. He looks lame. Trump, full of energy. Yeah, I can lose a few pounds, but energetic, strong, sounds good. And Bill Clinton looks weak. He's like, let me tell you something. I need a nap. You know, I couldn't even get eight. Let's put it this way. In the old days, I could do 8 hours with the hottie. Today, I couldn't do 8 seconds because I'm on this vegan diet and I look sick. I don't look healthy. I eat bamboo. I eat grass. I eat dandelion salad. I don't eat meat. I don't eat fish. I don't eat chicken. My skin looks bad. I look pale. I look very frail, pale and frail. That's me. It looks terrible. Does not look good. Bill, do yourself a favor. Eat meat. Have a steak. It'll do you wonders. In any event, all right, a lot going on in the world, especially as it pertains to cigars.
This is a Cigar Dave's News Bulletin.
Big developments in Nicaragua last couple of days that I want to share with you. You may have heard that there has been much unrest in Nicaragua. Actually, this goes back to mid-April. Daniel Ortega, the dictator of Nicaragua, and his wife Rosario Murillo, who is the vice president. Imagine if you would, if you had Hillary Clinton as president and Bill Clinton as vice president, what a disaster that would be. Well, it's the same disaster in Nicaragua. And he did not win with a majority of the vote. And a lot of questions as to how he won. But he was the famed Sandinista that fought the government in Nicaragua way back when. Well, he's become a capitalist. Well, back in April, the government of Nicaragua facing massive amounts of revenue shortfalls decided that they were going to change the Social Security system. Benefits were going to go down, and the amount that workers contribute towards the social, their equivalent of their Social Security system would go up. What happened? Major labor just protests. Country has been rocked in violence. Almost 150 people, or more than 150 people, have been killed since April 18th when this whole thing started. And this has been a, it has really rocked the country of Nicaragua, primarily Managua. Esteli has been kept out of the violence, but things have changed. Big developments, because on Thursday, there was a 24-hour labor strike. Every worker in Nicaragua participated in a labor strike, walked off the job, including those that roll cigars and work in cigar factories, on cigar farms, in cigar box factories. The entire cigar industry, as all of industry in Nicaragua, shut down on Thursday. And there's been massive amounts of anti-government protests. It has escalated. People have been getting killed. In fact, I'm looking, some college campuses now have been taken over. They've been made into forts by the students that are occupying it. And what has happened now, in addition to the 24-hour labor strike, but the main highway to get to traverse Nicaragua from Honduras to Nicaragua and get from Esteli to Managua, which is the big shipping hub, the Pan American Highway has now been blocked and has been blocked for umpteen days. There are an estimated 6,000 trucks and cargo vehicles headed to ports in Nicaragua and Honduras that have been at a standstill. They have not moving. So the protesters have taken the Pan American Highway hostage. Roadblocks along the main highway.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Connor Sutton.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Colt 45's Baseball on your radio dial here on KCNR 1460. I'm Connor Sutton. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation is helping build better communities through philanthropy. Game two of this three-game series between the visiting Solano Mudcats, who are 6-2 coming into tonight's contest on a six-game winning streak. They won last night 7-4, trailed going into the fourth inning in a three-run fourth, a three-run fifth, and they did a nice job the rest of the way of closing that game out. The 45s come into tonight after losing last night's game and the two previous games also before that. They lost three straight, now 6-7, as the Mudcats will be leading it off here to start the ball game. It'll be Galloway, Killingsworth, Pato, Banks, Gutierrez, Dodson, Michael, Cole, and Diaz. First pitch from the left-handed pitching Reeves is a strike. J.J. Reeves threw five innings on Wednesday in relief in the game one losses. This breaking ball is up high, 1-1. The first pitch is 7-18. Kind of a strange night weather-wise. A lot of clouds around us, a lot of dark clouds. This pitch is hit on the ground to second base. Derek Kuhn, who mans that position tonight, has it. Throw to first is in time. And that's the first out here in the ball game. So Reeves gets a 1-1 pitch, gets him to roll over. And now let's take a look at tonight's defensive lineman. Modeste is in left field. He pinched hit last night. Zimmerman in center. Dobbin in right. DeBrecht is going to be at short tonight. Again, Lane Pritchard, who played center the last couple games, is at third. Derek Kuhn at second. Jake Gozo at first. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting Killingsworth is a strike. It's 0-1. Daniel Duarte is behind the plate. And this 0-1 is outside, 1-1. One out here at the top of the first inning. This first pitch is down low, 2-1. As a breaking ball that time, Duarte couldn't squeeze. It might have been ruled a strike. J.J. Reeves' statistics coming into this game is his first start of the year as he winds on the 2-1. This is outside, 3-1. His sixth appearance, again, his first start. He's thrown 15 2/3 inning with a 2.29 ERA. 7 hits, 4 earned runs. He's walked 11 and struck out 14. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Killingsworth. This is swung on and fouled straight back. 3-2. Again, the weather might be a factor tonight. The lights are already on tonight. Supposed to be somewhere a little bit of lightning. There's a breaking ball that's up high, and that's ball four. So Killingsworth is on a full pitch or full count walk. And here comes Ricky Pato to the plate. Pato comes into tonight's game 1-for-7. Right-handed hitter. This is hit on the ground to second base. Derek Kuhn charges on the hop. He's got it for a 2-for-1. Back to first. Not in time. That looked pretty close. So a fielder's choice. That ball wasn't hit all that hard. A great feed from second base. Derek Kuhn and Lorenzo Dobrec tried to get rid of it in a hurry. Just unable to do so. So Pato is on at first, and that'll bring up Justin Banks. Banks, left-handed hitter against the Southpaw Reeds. As he throws over to first to check on Pato. Gozo had to leap up to make the catch. Left-handed hitter. This pitch is outside 2-0. Check that. I think that's 1-0. Runner on first, two down here in the top half of the first inning. This 1-0 pitch is swung and hit foul. 1-1. Banks, 9-for-21 coming into tonight's game. 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, 429 average. And a solo home run last night. This 1-1 is outside and a little bit high. 2-1. Line drive right over the right field wall. Derek Kuhn way over in the hole at second base. 2-1, runners on the move. This is hit out towards left field to hit well. Back is Modis, still going back. It's off the wall. He made a leap and couldn't get it. Around third is Pato. He is going to score. In the second is Banks, and it's an RBI double. Looked like Modis down in left field really didn't know where that wall was as he made a leap. Way early, as he probably had another couple of steps to make the play. It will be a double regardless. And it's 1-0 Mudcats here in the top half of the first inning. That'll bring up Nate Gutierrez. Banks still in scoring position after the double. First pitch is outside, 1-0. One always a strike on the outside part of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. Nate Gutierrez was last night's starting pitcher through 4 innings, gave up 4 runs. 1-1. It's a changeup inside on the inside part of the plate for a strike, 1-2. Gutierrez is 4-for-13. On the year, 1-2. This is tapped towards first on a hop. Gozo's got it. He'll go to the bag himself, and that'll end the inning. A walk and a double from Banks brings in a run, and the Mudcats are on the board here in the top half of the first inning. 45's coming up for the first time here tonight on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Starting lineup for the Colt 45s here tonight as we head to the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Mudcats here in game two of this three-game series. Lane Pritchard leads off at third base. Lorenzo Dobrecht is at short yet again, batting second. Kobe Zimmerman's in the third spot tonight. He's in center field, batting third. In the cleanup spot is the catcher, Daniel Duarte. Jake Gozo bats fifth at first base. Jackson Murphy is the designated hitter who bats sixth. Max Modeste is in left field. He bats seventh. Noah Dobbin is in right. He bats eighth. And Derek Kuhn bats ninth at second base. Pritchard will step in, left-handed hitter. He will face off against the starter for the Mudcats tonight, Aaron Rund. Rund comes into this game in his second start. He's 1-0 with a 5.1 ERA, the big right-hander. And the first pitch is up high, 1-0. Rund in 8 2/3 innings pitch. This is his fourth appearance on the year. Six hits, five earned runs. This pitch is outside, 2-0. He's walked 11 and struck out 8. This is hit in the left over the field, over the head of Diaz at short, and a leadoff single for Lane Pritchard, who was in a little bit of a funk after an 0 for last night and an 0 for the night before. Lorenzo Dobrecht will come to the plate.
Number 11, Lorenzo Dobrecht.
Dobrecht last night was 0 for 3 with an RBI. He walked twice and struck out twice. I mentioned Pritchard, who's on at first, was 0 for 4. As his first pitch is swung on a miss. Good fastball right there. Blew it by Dobrecht. Infield double play depth. The sun is back out here as Rund picks over to first as Pritchard gets back easily. Dobrecht 270. As this pitch is swung on a miss. 0-2. Back-to-back pitches he has swung right through. Dobrecht takes big cuts. 63 at-bats. He struck out 24 times. 0-2. Up high with a fastball. But Dobrecht has also homered 5 times and is the club leader in that category, as well as RBIs with 26. That's 16 more than any other Colt 45 batter. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Had him way out in front there. And Dobrecht goes down swinging for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. And that'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman.
Your center fielder.
Zimmerman hit a rocket in his first at-bat last night.
Zimmerman.
That Galloway out in center made an outstanding play to go get. Moved up from the 7th spot in lineup to the 3 spot tonight. Was 1 for 3 with 2 RBIs last night. Berrick Fasking and Justin Sabisma switching up the batting order here this evening. Pritchard is on the move. First pitch breaking ball. He went on a good one. He slides in safely at second. It'll be a stolen bag. Well, Rund's been throwing the breaking ball a little bit often here the first 3 batters. Pritchard went on had a good jump and picked a good pitch to go on that slow breaking ball and is in the second safely for the stolen bag. As Zimmerman now with an RBI opportunity. That 0-1 is a strike, 0-2. That stolen bag was Pritchard's sixth of the year. Here's the 0-2 offering. And that is right there, strike three. Three pitches, three strikes as Zimmerman, and after giving up a leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts. That'll bring up Daniel Duarte. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Pritchard at second, two down. It's 1-0 Mudcats here in the first inning. Jake Gozo steps out on deck as the catcher Duarte comes to the plate. First pitch is a fastball down and away, 1-0. Duarte 306 on the year, 11 hits and 36 at-bats. Has two home runs and six RBIs. Looking to add to that total here. This 1-0 is in the dirt. Killingsworth behind the plate does a good job of keeping it right in front of him. And now wants a new baseball for his pitcher. 2-0. Pritchard with great speed at second. Wind blowing out to right as now run spins around and takes a look at Pritchard. But no throw. Galloway in left, or he's playing in center, just a little bit shaded towards left center. Again, very shallow with great speed. He can cover a lot of ground. The 2-0 pitch, that's up high, 3-0. And he leaves the fastball right there, 3-1. Looks like the take sign was on from Sabisma, the third base coach. Changeup inside. That's ball four. So Duarte will reach via the base on balls. And now that'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo, as of late, is slumping. Now down at 233. He's 10 for 43 with two home runs and 10 runs driven in. He's also struck out 10 times. Colt 45 is a team. His first pitch breaking ball is a strike, 0-1. Flap that one over. The crowd doesn't like that call. Colt 45 is here of late. Have been striking out relatively often. Here's the 0-1. That's also a strike, 0-2. Jake Gozo spun around and did not like the call. First and second, two down. Pritchard, the lead runner at second base with good speed. 0-2. Ring him up, strike three. So the Colt 45s go down three times on a strikeouts. Pritchard and Duarte are left on. We'll head to the second inning. The Mudcats with a 1-0 lead here on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second inning here from historic Tiger Field on a Saturday night. Joey Dobson will come to the plate, the second baseman, with the bases empty here leading off the second. Coming into tonight's game, as I mentioned, the 45s have been striking out quite a bit recently. On the season, as a team, they struck out 134 times and 492 at-bats. That's a 27.2% chance of striking out. First pitch is a ball to Dodson. That is got to be a number that they're going to want to have decline, although this pitch is hit on the ground off the middle. That's going to be a base hit. So a leadoff single for Dodson here in the second. That'll bring up Cameron Michael. But like I said, the 45s with three strikeouts in that first inning. A leadoff single, two strikeouts, Duarte walked, and then another. Reeves checks on Dodson at first. Gets back easily. Cameron Michael, the left-handed hitter, will step in. His first pitch is a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Wide zone so far today on the home plate umpire. Michael, in his fourth game, he's 3-for-11. His pitch just outside, 1-1. 273 average. One run driven in, an extra base hit. Three runs scored. Reeves throws the 1-1. It's a big breaking ball. That's a strike. It dropped in at the belt where Duarte caught it. I don't know if that was in the zone when it crossed the plate. It looked to be just a bit high, but here's the 1-2. Runners on the move. This is hit out towards left center field. Modeste comes in a few steps. He'll make the catch. Here comes a throw back to first. It's not going to be in time as Dodson does scamper back. And there's one out here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Connor Cole. Cole mans third base this evening on the year. He's 3-for-12, 250 with two RBIs, two runs scored. Right-handed hitter. First pitch is way outside, 1-0 with a fastball. That was pitch number 25 from Reeves here early on in this one. After the 20-inning game on Thursday, this 1-0 is a changeup high, 2-0. 45s have limited pitching available, so the starter, Reeves, here is going to be asked to go as long as he can. Same thing from Humphrey last night, and I imagine same thing from whoever's going to be starting tomorrow. Now they got him picked off, but it's a wild throw to first. Dodson was on the move, and now Dodson thought it was something happened, and now he gets over to third. It'll be in there safely. He was going on first movement, and he had him picked off, but the throw to Gozo was wide. So an error by Reeves, and now the runner is in scoring position at third base, with one out here in the second. And little errors like that have been costly as of late to the Colt 45s. So now Cole has an opportunity to bring in a run without recording a hit. Gozo, the first baseman, is going to be in on the grass. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate, 2-1. Inside. 3-1. And that's ball four. So now that Cole reaches, that'll put the double play back in the chances of the Colt 45s here defensively, where they can possibly get out of this inning without giving up a run. And that'll bring up Diaz. Roberto Diaz, the shortstop. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. (Clears throat) This pitch is also a strike, 0-2. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. J.J. Reeves way ahead in the count. It's 0-2. The pitch, this is in the dirt. It gets by Duarte to the backstop. The runner is going to come in to score, and it's 2-0. And Cole will head into second. The double play possibility is now for naught. And now Cole is in scoring position. 2-0 Mudcats here in the second. On the wild pitch. Reeves on 1-2. This is hit towards the middle. On a line, DeBrecht has it for the second out. Cole retreats back to second base. And now with two outs. And it'll be Galloway coming to the plate. Galloway, left-handed hitter. Grounded at the second to open up the ball game. It's 2-0, Mudcats. First pitch is a breaking ball that's outside 1-0. Reeves comes way over the top on that breaking ball. A lot of downward movement. 12-6 style. Here's the 1-1-0, excuse me, is high, 2-0. This is hit out towards shallow left field. Modest going over towards his left, towards the line. He makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. An unearned run scored by the Mudcats. They lead it 2-0. We'll head to the bottom of the second on KCNR 1460.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here in the bottom of the second inning. Number 19. Jackson Murphy will lead it off.
Murphy,
who did not play last night, came in the 11th inning on Thursday night. But Murphy has struggled at the plate this year. The first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Murphy in 38 at-bats, just 6 hits. So 158 average. Not only that, he struck out 21 times. 0-1. This is in the dirt. 1-1. Has scored 6 runs and brought in 5. On base percentage a little above 200. This 1-1 is swung on a miss. 1-2. Murphy, Modest, and Dobbin here in the bottom of the second inning. It's 2-0 Mudcats. 1-2. Breaking ball. Inside. 2-2. Killingsworth thought he had him behind the plate. This is hit on the ground to third. Cole towards his left. He's got it. Throw over to first. Is in time to get Murphy leading off the bottom of the second. There's one out. That'll bring up Max Modeste.
Your left fielder, number 34, Max Modeste.
Modeste is 0 for 1 on the year. A pinch hit roll last night in a big spot, and he struck out. First pitch, that's a strike. Wow, that looked up in the zone from here, but big zone here tonight. Hitters got to be aware. Here's the 0-1. That's outside, 1-1. Noah Dobbin steps out on deck. 1-1 pitch. Changeup had him out in front. Swung on a miss, 1-2. Base is empty, one out in the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Mudcats. Rund, who gave up a leadoff base hit to Pritchard and then struck out two batters. This 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Walks Duarte in and struck out Gozo to end the inning. So three strikeouts in that first inning from Rund, who's looked confident. The 2-2. And ring him up, strike three. The third called third strike of the game. Two outs, bases empty. That'll bring up Noah Dobbin. Well, Rund has been aware that the play is expanded a little bit tonight and has been taking advantage of it. Two outs, bases empty. Noah Dobbin, the left-handed hitter, steps in. Dobbin is just 0 for 1 on the year. He does have two runs scored. He's been hit twice, and now he gets hit again. So he's only had four plate appearances. He's 0 for 1 with three hit by pitches.
Number 20.
That'll bring up Derek Kuhn. It's kind of a strange phenomena there. Kuhn, who has been very, very good since getting the everyday spot at second base. He's batting 405 games, 8 hits and 20 at-bats. The right-handed hitter still down in that 9 spot. His first pitch is a strike, 0-1. I would imagine if he continues to hit like he has been, he's going to be moving up in the lineup a little bit. Oh and one. Pitch. This is down low. 1-1. Killingsworth keeps it in front of him. Kuhn. One home run, 7 RBIs. He's also walked 7 times. He's been hit twice. So he's been on base. He has an on base finish above 500. This pitch is up and in, and it just clipped Kuhn as it goes to the backstop. So another hit side pitch. And back to back hit batsman for Rund, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard. So Dobbin will be in scoring position here in the second. Kuhn at first. Pritchard led off for the Colt 45s with a single to left. He's 1-for-1 and then a stolen bag. A lot of wind tonight. Probably the windiest game here in the last few nights. Left-handed hitter steps in. First pitch is up and away, 1-0. That was pitch number 35 from Rund. Wind was blowing towards right earlier, now blowing towards left. This is the fastball on the inside part of the plate called a strike, 1-1. Lorenzo Debrecht, the RBI leader, would be next. 1-1. This is in the dirt. Again, a great job from Killingsworth behind the plate. That ball bounced in front of the plate and still kept it in front of him and close enough to not allow Dobbin or Kuhn to advance. 2-1. Just one hit for the Colt 45s. It was Pritchard who had the knock to begin the game for the Reading offense. 2-1. This is hit on the ground foul. It's the first base side towards the Mudcats dugout as a few players have to skip out of the way. 2-2. Dobbin with good speed at second. outfield pretty shallow here. The 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball. This is hit out towards center field. Galloway going over towards his left. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. A pair of hits, batsmen with two outs. Dobbin and Kuhn are left on. We'll head to the third inning here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field on a Saturday night. Game two of this three-game series, as Reeves will be out there again to face Daniel Killingsworth. As this pitch is hit out towards center field, Zimmerman over towards his left. He makes the catch, and there's the first out here in the third. Ricky Pato now will come to the plate. Pato's 0-1 on a fielder's choice. He scored a run back in the first inning. Right-handed hitter. Four runners left on base now for the Colt 45s. 1-0 is strike. 0-1. Check that. That was 1-1. This is hit on the ground towards third. To his left is Pritchard. He's got on the hop. Sidearm throw to first is in time. And there's two down. Might have broke his bat there. It sounded a little off the crack. As Gutierrez, the on-deck batter, took a look at it. Left-handed hitter Banks, the designated hitter, steps in. His first pitch is a ball. Banks doubled home run in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. 1-0 is lined to the left. A base hit. Two hits now for Banks on the day. He's 2-for-2, and that'll bring up Gutierrez.
First baseman number 12, Nate Gutierrez.
Nate Gutierrez grounded out to first to end the first inning. The wind is starting to howl here at Tiger Field. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Helping build better communities through philanthropy. This pitch is hit foul down the left field line. Heading over is Modest. He will not get there out of play. 1-1. Nate Gutierrez is 4-for-13 coming into this game. 3-0-8. Again, was last night's starting pitcher. Went four innings. A no decision. Gave up four runs. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, home plate umpire started to call it strike two and then stopped. 2-1. J.J. Reeves saw the same thing I did and had a big smile on his face afterwards. 2-1. That's on the outside part of the plate for a strike. 2-2. That's a good spot there for Reeves. He's had pretty good location tonight. Has given up three hits. One of these runs was unearned. His own error. as he had a runner picked off, but overthrew Gozo at first. 2-2. That's way outside. 3-2. And that'll give Banks at first the chance to get a head start. The sun now has completely been hidden by the clouds here. There was a small chance of thunderstorms here today. Didn't start out the day like that. It was gorgeous here earlier. 3-2. This is slapped up the middle into center field. A base hit. Wasn't hit all that hard. Just kind of threw his bat head out there. Got a good wood on it. And a two-out single for Gutierrez. Banks at second. Gutierrez at first. And that'll bring up Joey Dodson. Dodson singled the center and then scored a run in the second inning. It's 2-0 Mudcats here in the third. Dodson is 5-for-16, right-handed hitter. First pitch is a breaking ball, swung on a miss, 0-1. Wind is blowing from right field to left. 0-1. This is popped up. Shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play. Gozo going out. He can't get it, but it's a foul ball. 0-2. That was pitch number 50 from Reeves. Off the crack of the bat. I thought it was going to be fair. And knew it was going to be trouble because kind of in no man's land out behind first. 0-2. Duarte comes out and has a quick word with Reeves. Yeah, the wind is kind of swirling around us. Now it's blowing in from right field. Reeves comes to bat at the bell. The 0-2 pitch. Quick! And a miss. And that'll end the inning. Reeves gets out of the first and second jam. We will head to the bottom of the third inning. It's 2-0. Solano Mudcats with the lead on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to Colt 45's baseball on the radio here on KCNR 1460. Here at Historic Tiger Field, bottom of the third inning, the Mudcats with a 2-0 lead here in game two of this three-game series. Aaron Run back out for another inning as his first pitch is chopped over the head of the third baseman. Cole into left field, a base hit. For Lorenzo Debrecht, who is now 1-for-2 today. So Debrecht is on against Run. Just the second hit given up by Run. And that'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, right-handed hitter. He struck out looking in the first inning. With Debrecht leading off. With a single. First pitch is that breaking ball for a strike. 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Here is the 0-1. This is in the dirt. And again, a great job by Killingsworth behind the plate, dude. Keep it directly in front of him. 1-1. Tonight in the third base club VIP pavilion, we have Frozen Gourmet. Frozen Gourmet is a wholesale distributor of premium frozen products, including Häagen-Dazs, dryers, Nestle ice cream, Naked Juice, Kevin Kombucha, Kavita Kombucha, and Chameleon Cold Brew. This is popped up first base side. The wind blows it in way over into foul territory, and Gutierrez can't get it. It's a foul ball. 1-2. Wind is definitely going to be a factor tonight. Pop-ups are not easy. Zimmerman down in the count, 1-2. Infield double play depth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Zimmerman goes down via the strikeout for the second time tonight. That'll bring up Daniel Duarte.
Number 5, Daniel Duarte.
Duarte walked in his first plate appearance. Right-handed hitter. Duarte last night was 1-for-4. Runners on the move. It's a breaking ball. The throw down is second. DeBrecht is in there with a slide and a stolen base. It's the second stolen base of the game for the Colt 45s. As Pritchard had one earlier, Duarte homered last night. It was his second of the year. He actually homered in back-to-back games after not homering in any game before that in this season. Here's the 1-0. This is down low, 2-0. Duarte 3-0-6. He awaits the 2-0. And now he spins back to second. DeBrecht was almost fooled, but there was nobody covering the base. 2-0. Jake Gozo is on deck. 2-0. This is hit towards right, but foul, 2-1. 45's already tonight. Have left four runners on base. They've had a runner in scoring position every single inning here tonight. They so far haven't been able to execute. Now the wind is blowing directly in from center field. Two and one. That's outside. 3-1. Three-one pitch. This is hit on the ground to short. To his left is Diaz. Now charges, throws across his body. It's in time. On a nice play there. DeBrecht holds it second. That's the second out. Now I'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Your first baseman, number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo struck out looking in the first inning to end the first inning. Another RBI opportunity for the big first baseman. They do an open base over at first with Murphy on deck. First pitch outside, 1-0. Good crowd here intact tonight at historic Tiger Field. A little over 140 people, I would say. 1-0. Popped foul, backing out of play. 1-1. DeBrecht at second. He singled leading off the inning. Two down. Here in the bottom of the third, it's 2-0 Mudcats. 1-1. This is a breaking ball low. 2-1. Rund is up above 50 pitches now. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. 3-1. Brecht thought about it and stopped. Three and one. Right fielder Pato is the deepest of all three. Galloway, who I've mentioned, has been in relatively shallow center field all night. 3-1. Outside, ball four. So the tying run is on here in the third. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy.
You're the hitter. Number 19, Jackson Murphy.
Murphy is 0 for 1. He grounded out to third in the second. The break in second goes 0 at first. First pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed. 0-1. Again, the wind's starting to blow again here. Murphy is hitless as he lines this one to second. Dodson's got it. He'll go the short way to second, and that'll end the inning. Murphy's hitless streak is now at 13 at-bats. We'll head to the fourth inning, 2-0 Mudcats here on KCNR 1460.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Cameron Michael is the batter leading off the fourth inning. He swings through the first pitch fastball for a strike and now takes strike two. And it's 0-2. This pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So one out for Connor Cole. The base is empty. Left-hander Reeves deals his pitches up high. That breaking ball didn't break enough. One-0 is outside, 2-0. That's inside, 3-0. Cole walked in his last at-bat. A ball away from doing the same. 3-0. That's right there, 3-1. Reeves has walked two batters so far today. The same for his counterpart. Is this 3-1 is swung on and missed, 3-2. Foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Rund has also walked two batters. He's walked Duarte and Gozo. The payoff pitch. It foul. Still 3-2. Back off the screen. Extremely strange weather here tonight. Dark clouds coming over us, and then it brightens up. This pitch is again fouled back. 3-2.
That's going to be the mark.
Three, two is inside ball four. So a one-out walk. Cole has walked for the second time this game, and that'll bring up Diaz. Roberto Diaz is 0-for-1, lined out to second. First pitch is up high to the right-handed inning, Diaz. 1-0. Looking at the Doppler here, looks like there is a storm up north, further north of Shasta Lake. Maybe up in the Yreka, a little south of Yreka. As Duarte goes out and has a chat with Reeves. Not a whole lot around in this area that is falling. Some things to the east of Whiskey Town on 299, but nothing too scary. The clouds just look a little bit more dangerous than they have been here in the middle of June. Cole's on at first, one out. 1-0 pitch is up and away, 2-0. Reeves is losing his location a little bit here. Cole with a small lead over at first. 2-0. High and away. 3-0. Diaz again is 0-for-1. Did not play last night. 3-0. That's a strike on the inside corner. 3-1. Diaz is 2-for-20. 3-1 is a strike, 3-2. And now the count is full. We'll see here if Cole's going to take off. With just one out on this 3-2 offering. He will not. 3-2, breaking ball. Oh, up high, ball four. That has been called a strike a couple times tonight. First and second. One out, and that'll bring out Barrick Fasking to have a chat with his starter. Bullpen is active for the Colt 45s. It's Mickey Meinhofer down there in the pen. Meinhofer threw the 19th and the 20th innings on Thursday and recorded the loss. Fasking going out and talking to Reeves. Hear about this game. Now the rock pile is going to get broken up here. Colt 45s already have left 6 runners on base in this game. Just 2 hits. Trailing 2-0 to the Mudcats here in the 4th. Colt 2nd, Diaz at 1st. And now it'll bring up Wesley Galloway. Galloway, left-handed hitter, is 0-for-2 tonight. He's grounded out to second and flied out to left. He will step in against the left-handed pitching Reeves. Reeves is up at near 70 pitches now. First pitch is a strike going well. Let's take a look at scorers around the Major League Baseball today. The Cubs are on top of the Cardinals 6-3 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here is the 0-1. That's outside, 1-1. The Mets are leading the Diamondbacks in the top of the 4th, 4-0. Dodgers beat the Giants 3-1. Yankees topped the Rays 4-1. Tigers took down the White Sox 7-5, and the Astros. Here's the 1-1. This is hit out towards left field. Modeste going back into his left. Still looks up. It's going to one-hop the wall. Around third is Cole. He's going to score. Diaz is going to be waved in. The throw to the plate is going to be in time. A great relay from left field. So one is all they will get in the double from Galloway, who ends up at third. A nice throw and reception there from Lorenzo Dobrech to Duarte. So it'll be a double. And Galloway advances on the throw. Three nothing here in the fourth, and that'll bring up Killingsworth. First pitch is up and away. 1-0. This pitch is popped up. It'll get foul and back and out of play. Pitch is down low. Reeves the 2-1. Outside 3-1. Galloway at third with two down. This is chopped towards short. Going to be a tough play. Lorenzo Dobrech got it. Throws across his body in time. What a play from deep in the hole from Lorenzo Dobrech. And that will head us to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 3-1, 3-0 Mudcats here on KCNR 1460.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at historic Tiger Field. It's 3-0 Mudcats. They scored in the first, second, and the fourth innings. And Max Modeste will lead off for the 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. Modeste is over one.
Number 34, Max Modeste.
And the wind continues to just roar tonight. Seems to be picking up speed as the innings continue. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander run. First pitch is outside 1-0. It'll be Modeste, Dobbin, and then Kuhn, the 7-8-9 hitters here for the 45s. Trying to scratch a run on the board after leaving six runners on base already. 1-0 is down low, 2-0. Modeste 0-2 on the year. This is outside. Killingsworth unable to squeeze it. 3-0. Leadoff walk would be good here. The Colt 45s haven't had the leadoff hitter on since the first inning. Pritchard led off with a single and then was held at second. 3-0. right there, 3-1. 45s haven't even had a runner on third base yet tonight. Three-one is outside, ball four. So Modest reaches on the base on balls here to start the fourth inning. That'll bring up Noah Dobbin.
Number 10, Noah Dobbin.
Dobbin, left-handed hitter. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Remember I mentioned earlier, in three or four plate appearances thus far in this season, Dobbin has been hit three times. That is including earlier. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Infield squeezes in at double play depth, throw back to first. Not in time. Outfield still playing pretty shallow. The wind blowing in from right center field. 1-0. This is chopped back off the mound. Off the glove of run. Charging is Dobson. He can't make the play. I think that's going to be ruled a hit. It is. So a single. And now there's two on and nobody out for Derek Kuhn. Kuhn is hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. Good spot for him here in the second as Killingsworth's going to come out and talk to the right-hander Rund.
Your second baseman, number 27.
We'll see here if they decide to have Kuhn bunt these two guys over. You're trailing by three here in the bottom of the fourth. Might not be a bad option. We'll see here. Infield, their corners are in. He will be squaring around. This is up high, 1-0. With the top of the order coming up, makes a whole lot of sense to advance these runners over to second and third. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. This has been the Colt 45's best chance to score a run. 1-0. And he misses on the bunt. 0-1. Lane Pritchard's on deck. 3-0 Mudcats here in the fourth inning. Just past an hour of game time here. They spin back to second. No throw. Modest at second, Dobbin at first. Both of those guys, not typical everyday players. At least they haven't been this far on the season. 1-1. Bunts it foul. 1-2. Kuhn frustrated himself. He's unable to get that one down. I imagine now he'll be swinging away. One and two. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. It's 3-0 Solano. One, two pitch. The breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. Run took a long pause with the hold there. I'm surprised Kuhn did not call for time. 2-2. Run throws. This is hit on the ground. Into the hole in left field. A base hit. Modest is around third. He's going to be held up. And Derek Kuhn with another single. And he continues to swing a hot bat here on the year. And the bases are loaded. Nobody out here in the fourth inning.
Number 23.
And not only that, the top of the order is coming up. Now the pitching coach is coming out for the Solano Mudcats. The bullpen is empty, so obviously it'll just be a chat. Pritchard and then DeBrecht here in the fourth inning. Modest is on third, Dobbin on second, Kuhn at first. So two hits in the inning, along with the walk to Modest. Quick chat there for the catcher Killingsworth and the pitching coach, just calming down Rund. Corners are coming in. Middle infielder's back with left-handed hitting Pritchard, who's 1-for-2 today. Single to left in his first at-bat. Flew out to center in the second. There's first pitch. Is hit foul towards left. Out of play, 0-1. Oh, 1. Hit foul, 0-2. Third baseman Cole now will move back behind the baseline at third. Gutierrez, the first baseman, still in on the grass. His 0-2 is up high, 1-2. -76 degrees, although with the wind chill's got to be a little bit higher. The bullpen is now up and active for the Mudcats. This ball is lifted out towards deep right field. Back goes Pato, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Modeste. He will score. Dobbin will also advance to third. And it's 3-1 on a sacrifice fly from Lane Pritchard.
RBI, Lane Pritchard!
Now bring up Lorenzo Debrecht. It's 3-1.
Number 11, Lorenzo.
Bobby Meadows is the left-hander getting down in the pen, ready in the pen for the Mudcats. First and third, one out with a right-handed hitting. Debrecht, who is 1-for-2, singled on a chopper that went over the third baseman Cole's head in the third inning. Strikeout swinging in the first. Infield double play depth. His first pitch swung on and missed. Late on the fastball, 0-1. Dobbin at third, Kuhn at first. Run comes set. Kuhn's on the move. This pitch is hit out towards left field. Coming in and now Michael towards the line makes the catch. Tagging from third is Dobbin. Here's the throw. The throw is not in time. A sacrifice fly for Lorenzo Debrecht. And it's 3-2.
Lorenzo Debrecht.
So Dobbin scores. Kuhn will hold at first after having a retreat. Z was on the move, and that'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22.
This is what the 45s have been struggling to do as of late. When they get runners on base, converting with simple things like sacrifice flies. Zimmerman represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the fourth inning. This next pitch from Rund will be number 75 in his outing. Again, Bobby Meadows is down in the bullpen for the Mudcats getting ready. First pitch is hit on the ground to second. Dotson's got it. He'll go the short way to second, and that will end the inning. Two runs come across for the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-2 Mudcats. Listen to Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth inning here in historic Tiger Field. 3-2 our score. The Mudcats with the lead. They've scored in the first, second, and the fourth inning. Two runs just came across for the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth inning. as Pato will lead off. And we have a new pitcher for the Colt 45s. Pato will be the right-handed hitter. Reeves' night ends after four innings. This first pitch is hit well out towards left center field. Modeste is right under it. He will make the catch. And the first out for the new pitcher, Mickey Meinhofer, is a fly out to left. That'll bring up Justin Banks. Justin Banks is 2-for-2 today with a double and an RBI. Both of those to left field. Duarte went out and had a quick word with Meinhofer, the new pitcher. Reeves, remember, threw five innings in relief on Wednesday night, so four innings here is quality for him. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Called strike on the inner half. Banks left-handed hitter against the right-hander Meinhofer working from the windup. The 0-1. This is hit towards left but foul. 0-2. The finale of this three-game series will be tomorrow night at 6:15. Could be the rubber match if the Colt 45s pick up the win tonight. 0-2 is swung on and missed. Fastball up in the zone, blew it by him, and got him to chase for the second out here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Gutierrez. Nate Gutierrez, 4-for-13 on the year. Tonight he's 1-for-2. Single to center in the third. Grounded out to first in the first inning. Two outs, base is empty. Meinhofer throws. This pitch is out towards shallow left field. Modeste will come in on a jog, makes the catch. A five-pitch inning for Mickey Meinhofer out of the bullpen. Gotta love that. It's a 1-2-3 inning. We're heading to the bottom of the fifth here at Tiger Field. It's 3-2 Mudcats on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Daniel Duarte will be the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a one-run game, 3-2, after a five-pitch inning from Mickey Meinhofer. As Rund is back out yet again, his first pitch is up high, 1-0. The bullpen's still active down there. It's still Bobby Meadows, the left-hander, getting greased up. 1-0 is down low, 2-0. Runned up near 80 pitches now. Duarte tonight is 0-for-1. He grounded out the short in the third and walked in the first. Duarte, Gozo, and Murphy here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Took a big cut. Looked like he tried to tie the game with that swing. 2-1. Pitch is outside, 3-1. To the right-handed hitting Duarte, up over 300 on the year. 3-1. That's down low, ball four, so Duarte with a leadoff walk, which is identical to how we started the two-run fourth inning. That was pitch number 80 there for Rund. That'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo, the right-handed batter, is 0-for-1. He walked in third. First pitch to Gozo. This ball is hit well out towards right field. Back goes Pato. That ball is gone. A two-run big fly from Jake Gozo. And the Colt 45s have the lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A first pitch fastball, and he jumped all over it, sending it over the wall out in right. Estimated distance 365, and he got all of that one. And that gets the crowd to their feet here at the historic Tiger Field. It's 4-3. He wasted no time. Third home run of the year for Gozo. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy.
Jackson Murphy!
45's offense starting to come together. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Murphy 0-for-2 tonight. Murphy swings over the top of this one, 0-2. Rund looking to bounce back after the home run. The 0-2 is in the dirt, 1-2. We'll see how long Rund's leash is. He's already 85 pitches in, as here's the 1-2. Down low, 2-2. Might try to have him finish the fifth. However, Meadows has been down there ever since the bottom of the fourth inning. So he's been down there a while. 2-2. This is also in the dirt. So three consecutive pitches down low to Murphy, and it's a full count. Murphy looking for some sort of offense to break out of this slump. This pitch is popped foul, back out of play. 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. The 3-2 breaking ball, got him looking. Murphy didn't like the call, and he is now 0-for-3 today. That'll bring up Max Modeste. One out, base is empty.
Modeste,
the left-handed hitter. 0-for-1. He walked and scored a run in the last half inning. Six strikeouts for Aaron Rund. First pitch is a changeup up high. 1-0. I don't believe I got to J.J. Reeves' final line. Four innings pitched, five hits. Two earned runs, three runs. One of those I mentioned unearned. This pitch is down low, 2-0. Four walks, two strikeouts. Modeste and then Dobbin. Base is empty, one out. 4-3. This 2-0 is a strike on the outside half. A two-run home run from Jake Gozo earlier in the inning to right field. And he put a charge into that one off the crack of the bat. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Rund, the 3-1, winds and throws. That's a strike, 3-2. That one looked to be down and in as Modeste started to throw the bat towards the dugout and then stopped. The full count offering. Breaking ball. Down low, ball four. So Modeste reaches on a walk for the second consecutive plate appearance. And now time is called. It looks like we might have a new pitcher.
Noah Dobbin.
will be the batter, and we will have a pitching change. We'll find out who it is when we come back. We're midway through the fifth inning. It's 4-3. Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Noah Dobbin is the batter. The new pitcher is Bobby Meadows. Meadows comes into this game after a brilliant start to the season, 1.4 ERA. This is his fifth appearance, 6 1/3 innings pitched. First pitch is a breaking ball hit on the ground, into the hole in the right field, a base hit. Around second is Modeste. The stop sign is put on. He nearly is tagged out as he fell down. Around second, but a first pitch single for Noah Dobbin, who now has his second hit of the night. He's 2-for-2, and that'll bring up Derek Kuhn. Meadows has given up 5 runs. However, just one of them are earned. A 1.579 to whip. Derek Kuhn comes to the plate. Kuhn is 1-for-1, was hit by a pitch in the second and singled in the fourth inning. Failed to get a bunt down in that fourth inning at bat, but it worked out for him. First pitch is inside 1-0. Top of the order, Lane Pritchard is on deck. It's already 4-3, the Colt 45s. 4 consecutive unanswered runs here in the fourth and the fifth innings, 2 each. Looking to add on here, the 1-0. That's inside, 2-0. Modeste at second, Dobbin at first. Jake Ozo hit a 2-run homer earlier in the inning to give the Colt 45s the lead. 2-0. That's a strike right at the knees, maybe a little bit below. 2-1. Four runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 7 runners left on base for the Colt 45s. The 2-1 pitch, this is in the dirt. And now the throw back to first is in time. So if pitch was in the dirt, it was blocked by Killingsworth. Modeste stopped, who was at second, and then Dobbin thought Modeste was going. He realized what was going on, had to try and go back, and with the wild pitch, he is tagged out for the second out. 3-1. Kuhn still with an RBI chance. Here with 2 down. 3-1. Inside and down low, ball 4, so Derek Kuhn reaches base for the third time tonight. He is seeing it well, folks.
Top of the order, 245. Your third baseman,
Lane Pritchard,
number 23,
will come to the plate, left-handed hitter.
Pritchard
hit a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. He singled to lead off the ball game. Modest at second, Kuhn at first. Lefty on lefty action as Meadows comes set at the belt. The peek back to second. Now comes home. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Meadows trying to come in and get out of this inning and do his job here for Aaron Runn. Here's a breaking ball that's down low. 2-0. Outfield playing Pritchard the pole. His pitch is up high. Modest started to go as Killingsworth mishandled the pitch, but he stopped and went back. It's 3-0. The right fielder, Pato, is playing on the line. Galloway is in right center. And Michael, who's in left, is way over in left center. Modest at second, Kuhn at first. The 3-0. Ball four, down low. And that will load the bases. For Lorenzo Debrecht. Debrecht hit a sacrifice fly in the fourth.
Lorenzo Debrecht.
It's the seventh time tonight the Colt 45s have reached on a walk. A awesome view up in the sky with the clouds. This first pitch is hit high and deep to left. It's gone if it's fair. And that ball is foul. It's a foul ball. That was almost Lorenzo Debrecht's third Grand Slam of the year. So a long foul ball for Lorenzo Debrecht and it's 0-1. That ball was hit so high, it was hard to tell where, in fact, it went over. But was it a long ways? Cleared the net, that's for sure. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-1. Wow. The 1-1 offering. This is in the dirt. Direct starts to go after it. It's 2-1. That pitch almost unloaded the bases on that swing of the bat. Little sunset out tonight with the clouds. It's most of these clouds are almost directly pink. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. So Meadows now has got to come over here. The 3-1. Down low, ball four. Not exactly the grand slam he was hoping for, but a run comes in, and the bases are still loaded for Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, the right-handed hitter, is 0-3 tonight. He struck out twice and reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Meadows is now working from the windup here. First pitch to Zimmerman. He's down low, 1-0. Bullpen is active still for the Mudcats. Looks like it's Jack Gamba down there, the right-hander. Getting loosened up. And now a pass ball to throw to the plate. It's not in time. Zimmerman scores. Or check that, Kuhn scores. Nicely done there. A head-first slide at home from Derek Kuhn. And a great read in the dirt. And it's 6-3. It's actually going to be a wild pitch. So second and third. Two down. And on 2-0 count. Four runs have come in here in the fifth inning. This pitch is a ball, 3-0. The 3-0, that's a strike right down the middle, 3-1. Duarte would be next if Zimmerman can reach. Zimmerman looking for his first hit of the night. It's 6-3, Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1, down low, ball four. That'll load the bases yet again. And back-to-back walks for Meadows. Check that. Three straight walks now. And now we're going to have another pitching change. So the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pritchard at third, DeBrecht at second, Zimmerman at first. And we are going to have a new pitcher when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The new pitcher is number two, Jack Gamba. Gamba will inherit three base runners. Bases loaded at 6-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gamba making his fifth appearance, all of them out of the bullpen, five innings pitched. Three hits, four runs, only one of them earned, eight strikeouts. A 1.8 ERA with a .6 whip. He's also one for one on save opportunities. Daniel Duarte will bat now. He led off the inning with a walk, so the 45s have now batted around. Pritchard at third, DeBrecht at second, and Kobe Zimmerman at first with Jake Gozo, who homered earlier in the inning, on deck. Gamba, the right-handed pitcher, comes set at the belt and throws. First pitch is outside to the right-hand hitting Duarte. Duarte's already walked twice tonight. He's 0 for 1. He grounded out to short and scored a run earlier in this inning. 6-3, Colt 45s. A four-run fifth inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone, and he tried to launch it into the air. 1-1. .45s now have been walked nine times tonight. Walks will kill you. That's a good example of this right here. 1-1. That's a strike. Wow. That one looked to be up in the zone. Duarte didn't say much. It's tough to argue as a catcher because you got to come out and be literally inches away from the home plate umpire the very next half inning. 1 and 2. This is down low, 2 and 2. Pritchard at third, DeBrecht at second, Zimmerman at first. All three of those guys have reached on walks. The 2-2, breaking ball just high. That'll run the count full. And now all three runners will be on the move here on the pitch. Gamba set at the belt with a deep breath. Throws the full count offering. This is hit off the fist in foul territory, and it gets out of play. We'll stay 3-2. Good job by Duarte there just to stay alive on a tough pitch. Six to three, four runs have already come home here in the fifth. Gamba taking a long while here in between pitches. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Leaves the bases loaded with the strikeout. We will head to the sixth inning. It's 6-3, Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Dodson will lead off here in the top of the sixth inning. Against Meinhofer, who threw five pitches to get through the fifth. And not only that, he benefited from a four-run fifth inning from the Colt 45s. And now he is in a spot where he could get the win tonight out of relief. So it'll be Dodson, Michael, and Cole here in the sixth inning as we approach 9 o'clock here on a Saturday night. Dodson, the right-handed hitter, will step in against Meinhofer. Jake Gozo playing way off the line over at first. First pitch breaking ball is up high, 1-0. Dodson is 1-for-2. He singled the center and struck out swinging in the third. He also scored a run in that second inning. The Mudcats scored once in the first, and also once in the second, and once again in the fourth. 45s twice in the fourth inning, and four times in that last half inning in the fifth. This is a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. 6-7-8 hitters here in the sixth for the Mudcats. Meinhofer winds the 1-1. That's at the knees with a fastball. 1-2. Last night, Mudcats took game one, 7-4. This is the fourth game in four nights. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, shot towards third, foul. After a four-game series last weekend with only two nights off, this is the eighth game in 10 nights. 1-2 up high, 2-2. Tomorrow night will be the ninth game in 11 nights. So it's been a lot of baseball for the Colt 45s, and then when you add on Thursday night's 20-inning game, which is essentially a full game plus two more innings, Colt 45's arms have been stretched thin. 2-2. Pitch was inside, and Dodson just got a piece to stay alive. 2-2. Nice piece of hitting there from the right-handed hitter to keep this at-bat alive. Wind's still blowing here tonight. Still a few clouds in the sky. Actually, a pretty good layer in the outfield. 2-2. This is hit off the fist to second. One hop for Derek Kuhn, who's got it to first. And there is the first out here in the sixth. That'll bring up Cameron Michael. Michael flew out to left and struck out swinging in the fourth. We're going to have a pinch hitter, actually. It will be Mike Driscoll. So Driscoll will be the left-handed hitter. Driscoll pinch hit last night. Did not get an official plate appearance. He was hit by a pitch. Left-handed hitter. One out, base is empty. First pitch. This is popped up shallow right. Actually right at second base. And Derek Kuhn will again make the catch for the second out. Kuhn getting a workout here in the sixth inning. Somewhat. I mean, he hasn't had to move a whole lot, but has made the first two plays here in the sixth. That'll bring up Connor Cole. Cole hasn't had an at-bat this far. Two plate appearances, two walks. He scored a run earlier in this one. Right-handed hitter, bases empty, two down, righty on righty. His mind offer winds and throws. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Cole is 3 for 12 on the year, the 1-0. Inside part of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. Meinhoffer looking for another consecutive 1-2-3 inning. The 1-1, breaking ball left it high, 2-1. In the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be Gozo, Murphy, and Modeste for the Colt 45s, leading by three here. 6-3. Despite that, they've still left 10 runners on base with six hits. The 2-1, that's up high, 3-1. I mean, Colt 45s have had runners on base every single inning. Been walked nine times tonight. The 3-1, that's right there at the knees, and that'll load the count at 3-2. Meinhoffer a pitch away from setting six consecutive batters down here in relief. Cole now takes a step out. Tomorrow night's game, 6:15 on Father's Day. A little earlier start than usual. The 3-2 is tapped towards third. Charging is Pritchard. He's got it. Throws on the run in time, and that will end the inning. Mickey Meinhoffer, six up, six down in relief. We will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 6-3, Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake. Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your Holiday Harbor vacation today.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jake Gamba's back out for another inning here. It's 6-3, Colt 45's here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Gozo, then Jackson Murphy, Max Modest. Couple defensive changes here in the inning for the Mudcats. Pato, who was in right the first five innings, is now shifting over to left field. And Driscoll, who came in to pinch hit in the last half inning, will stay in right. Gozo, the right-handed hitter, homered over the right field wall in his last at-bat. He's one for two with a pair of RBIs. He's homered in three times this year. First pitch is down low, 1-0. He also walked back in the third inning. That home run gave the Colt 45s the lead in that four-run fifth. Fastball outside part of the plate for a strike. 1-1. Both bullpens are empty here in the middle innings. Meinhoffer's been brilliant out of the pen. Six up, six down. 1-1. Breaking ball popped up. Foul, and it will just get out of play. First base side. 1-2. Jackson Murphy's on deck. Base is empty here, leading off the sixth. Gamba working from the stretch. The 1-2. This ball's hit out to left center. Way back. And Galloway's going to look this one go. It clears the scoreboard. And back-to-back home runs for Jake Gozo. This one a solo shot. A changeup left up in the zone. His second home run of the game. And it's 7-3. Gamba threw a 1-2 changeup over the plate, and he turned it around in a hurry. Estimated distance 395, as that ball was smoked. 7-3. And now here comes Jackson Murphy. Have a night, Jake Gozo. Second big fly of the evening. Again, 395 is the estimated distance. Fourth home run of the year. First pitch is a ball to Murphy. 45s have now scored in three consecutive innings. 50-50, Rapple. Max Modest is on deck. Base is still empty. The 1-0 pitch. This is down low. 2-0. Murphy 0 for 3 tonight. He grounded out to third. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Murphy takes outside with a fastball. 3-0. Gamba thought that was strike one. Seven to three now. Seven unanswered runs for the 45s. This 3-0 outside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk following the home run, and that'll bring up Max Modest.
Number 34,
Modest is 0 for 1. He's walked twice. He's also scored twice. Struck out in the second. Left-handed hitter steps in against Gamba. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. Gamba Typically, right-handers, when they come set, they'll peek over their left shoulder to look back at first. He was looking back over his right shoulder, so kind of looking behind him, which you don't see very often. 0-1. That's up high, 1-1. Dobbin and then Kuhn here in the sixth inning. Galloway out in the center off the crack of the bat. He didn't even move. He knew that ball was gone instantly. The 1-1. Fastball inside part of the plate for a strike. 1-2. Modeste awaits the 1-2. Waves at this pitch and misses. About a three-quarter swing there. Strike three. And that's the first out.
Number 10, Noah.
Noah Dobbin steps in. Dobbin is 2-for-2. He's reached base three times. He was hit by a pitch in the second and is singled in the infield. And to right, also scored a run. Murphy out at first, one out, infield double play depth. Surprised when Gamba peeks back towards the runner at first, and then when he starts to look the other way, the runner doesn't just take off. This pitch is hit foul, third base side, out of play. 0-1. One runners on the move. Pitch is down low, and Killingsworth's lost the handle on it, trying to throw it down. So it'll be a stolen base for Murphy. One and one now to the right-handed or left-handed hitting Dobbin, excuse me. The double-A boss ability has been squash there with a stolen base, the 1-1. That's a strike. 1-2. Killingsworth's having trouble squeezing some of these pitches. He did it the last pitch as well, as he tried to throw down a second. He lost the ball in the exchange. 1-2. Murphy in scoring position at second. Already one run home here on a solo shot from Gozo. It's 7-3. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was an off-speed pitch that ran in, and Dobbin went right through it. That's the second out, and that'll bring up Derek Kuhn.
Number 29.
Here comes the right-handed hitting Kuhn. Kuhn is 1-for-1 this evening. He's walked and scored a run, hitting up above 400 on the year. Granted, he's only played in seven games. First pitch, popped up, foul, back it out of play, 0-1. Murphy with good speed at second. Top of the order coming up. One outside, 1-1. 25th pitch there from Gamma. Still nobody down in the pen for the Mudcats. For the Colt 45s, they have an empty pen as well. Top of the order is on deck. Diaz and Dotson trying to keep Murphy close at second. 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Wind has died down here in the last couple innings. It was really starting to blow in the third and the fourth. Two-one. Kuhn grounded up the middle. Diaz has it on the second hop. The throw to first is picked out of the dirt by Gutierrez, and that will end the inning. One run comes in on a solo shot from Jake Gozo, his second of the game, fourth on the year. It's 7-3, Colt 45s as we head the seventh on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Roberto Diaz leads off here in the top of the seventh, 7-3. Left-handed hitter against Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer throws this 0-1 down low, 1-1. Meinhofer has faced six batters, and he set all of them down in order. 1-1. Diaz, Galloway, and Killingsworth, the 9-1-2 part of the lineup. 1-1 is check swing hit foul off the screen, 1-2. The 45's in the bottom of the seventh after the God Bless America and the seventh inning stretch. We'll have Lane Pritchard, Lorenzo Debrecht, and Kobe Zimmerman here. 1-2 pitch. This is hit sharply but foul. 1-2. The Moths are starting to come into play here. The 1-2 pitch. And a breaking ball runs in and gets Diaz. First base runner Meinhofer has allowed here tonight in his now third inning of work. Wesley Galloway will come to the plate here in the seventh. One out, no outs, excuse me. Diaz out at first. Galloway is 1-for-3. Grounded out to second. He's flied out to left and then doubled to left in the fourth. Squares around a bunt and pulls it back. 1-0. Crashing hard from third was Lane Pritchard. Defense switching around a little bit tonight. Zimmerman, who's been in left field most of this year, is now in center. Pritchard, who's been in center most of this year, is at third. Dobbin in right. J.J. Reeves, his pitch is hit in the left center field. That's going to split the outfielders for extra bases. Diaz races around second. He'll now be around third. He is going to score, I believe. And now Galloway's into second with a double. It's 7-4. Second extra base hit of the game for Galloway. Got a pinch hitter here for Killingsworth. It's going to be Peter Torres for Daniel Collingsworth. Right-handed hitter is Torres. with a runner in scoring position, nobody out. Here is this pitch is hit foul down the right field line. Back and out of play. Oh, and one. Torres, last night, as a starting catcher, this pitch is a strike at the knees. 0-2. Torres was 1-for-3 with an RBI. He also had two stolen bags in that game. 0-2. Torres is 4-for-10. Here this season, they're going to spin back and try to get him at second, but Galloway's back easily. Galloway has great speed, by the way. Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get moved over here for this first out. He might try to swipe third. 0-2. This is chopped on the ground to short. Advancing to third is Galloway. The throw to first is in time for the first out. Galloway was off and running on the crack of the bat. He was not going to be thrown out. Ricky Pato's the batter. Pato today is 0-for-3. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. And he came around to score and then grounded out to third and flew out to left. Right-handed hitter steps in. His next pitch will be number 30 for Meinhofer. Again, both bullpens are empty here in the top of the seventh. Colt 45 scored 7 unanswered runs before the run that came in earlier this inning. This first pitch to the right-handed hitting Pato is up high, 1-0. Betts is on deck, who's 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI. Breaking ball. That's over for a strike, 1-1. Infield back. Now Gozo is going to come in at first. Even Pritchard at third is hit foul, barely, 1-2. Pritchard at third is playing behind the bag. So they're pretty much going to give up this run at third. 4 and out. It is 7-4. One and two. Meinhofer now working from the windup. The pitch is fouled straight back off one of the poles. It ricochets now over on top of the first base dugout. And then a nice play by a fan making the catch off a couple of ricochets. Well done. One and two. Meinhofer gets the sign, nods yes, winds and throws the 1-2. This is way high. Goes to the backstop. Galloway's going to be on the move. Duarte throws to Meinhofer. He tags. He didn't get him. Meinhofer, as he came home, his glove was not near the plate. It looked like he fell before he had a chance to tag. And he didn't get him. And I think that's a good call by the home plate umpire. Based on the bang-bang, you would think that Meinhofer would have been able to get the tag down, but he was falling as he caught it and had to brace himself instead of putting the tag down. So the run comes in at 7-5, and the bases are now empty with one out. On the wild pitch, it's 2-2. Pitch is hit on the ground. Back to Meinhofer. He snags it. Throw to first is in time, and that'll be the second out. Nice play there by Meinhofer, really protecting himself more than anything. That ball was hit pretty hard.
Last call for 50-50. It's up to $107.
7-5 our score. 2 down, bases empty for Justin Banks. designated hitter. Banks is 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. He struck out in the fifth. Left-handed hitter. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Banks on the year is 9-for-21 before this game. Is this that pitch is outside, I guess. Looked pretty good from here. 2-0. Banks was also 1-for-4 last night. He scored a run and brought in a run home. He had a solo home run. 2-0 from Meinhofer. Swing and a miss. Got a foul tip that one. Back into the glove of Duarte. The bottom of the seventh for the 45s. They'll have the top of the order. Pritchard, DeBrecht, and Zimmerman. 2-1. This is hit out into right center. Going to be a tough play for Dobbin. He's not going to get there. He does cut it off before it gets between him. So a two-out single for Banks and his third hit of the night. And that'll bring up Nate Gutierrez. Gutierrez is 1-for-3. He singled in the third, grounded out in the first inning, and flew out in the fifth. Tying run is at the plate here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gutierrez is 4-for-13. He has hit one home run on the year, so he has home run power. Might look to tie the game here. First pitch from Meinhofer is up high, 1-0. Two runs have come home here in the top of the seventh inning for the Solano Mudcats. 45 is trying to snap a three-game skid and take game two of this series to get back to 500, currently 6-7. The Mudcats have won six straight. They're 6-2. 1-0. A strike on the inside part of the plate. And now Gutierrez turned all the way around and said some of the home plate umpires. He thought that was inside. It's 1-1. It's been a big zone all night, though. You can't. As long as it's consistently a big zone, I'm okay with it. The 1-1, that's up high, 2-1. The corners, and maybe a little bit off the corners, have been called strikes most of the evening, up and in. And down and away have kind of been the spots that have been left alone. That 2-1 is up high, 3-1. Half expecting the 45s to get someone active in their bullpen, but they have not done so here in the seventh. Three and one. Banks is at first. Gutierrez at the plate represents the tying run. 7-5 here in the top of the seventh. Meinhofer throws a 3-1. This breaking ball flops it over, and that's 3-2. Now that the count's full with two outs, Banks will get a head start at first. This will be pitch number 45 for Mickey Meinhofer, the right-hander. Here comes the 3-2. Down low, ball four. And now, Barrick Fasten's going to come out and have a chat with Meinhofer. So Banks will be at second. Gutierrez at first. Joey Dodson will be the batter here after this mound visit. The whole infield's going to come in. Baskin just trying to calm down Meinhofer. So the tying run is aboard here in the seventh. Baskin instills confidence in his right-hander as he'll head back to the dugout.
That's right, fans. It's your beer, batter.
First and second, two down here in the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Joey Dodson. Dodson tonight is 1-for-3.
Joey strikes out. All beer, $4 the rest of the inning. Let's help it out, fans.
Single from the second, grounded out to the second baseman. Again, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Meinhofer comes set. Banks with a big lead. This pitch is hit slowly on the ground to third. Charging is Pritchard. He gobbles it up. Throw to first is in time. That'll end the inning. That mound visit obviously worked. We will head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 7-5. It's seventh inning stretch time here on KCNR 1460.
Fans, please rise.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Lane Pritchard leading off here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch is swung and hit a long way into right, back and gone. Pritchard with a solo shot to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning, or the seventh inning. And it's 8-5. Pritchard with his second hit of the night. His second home run on the year, estimated distance 335, and that'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht with the bases empty. Second home run given up by Gamba. His first pitch is fouled straight back. 0-1. Debrecht, Zimmerman, Duarte here in the bottom of the seventh. This pitch, swung on a miss. 0-2. Debrecht was a few feet away from unloading the bases on a grand slam in his last at-bat. but it was just fouled on the left field line. It was hit a long ways. Ended up walking home run. Now down 0-2. This pitch is hit on the ground off of Gamba. Gamba will throw to first in time, and now everybody kind of pauses to see if he's okay. It looks like he is. He didn't even hesitate. Kobe Zimmerman, he didn't even need to give a, yeah, I'm all right, to the coaching staff, the catcher, nothing. Wow. So the one out, that'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman, the right-handed hitter. His first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Zimmerman 0-3. Second pitch, is outside, 1-1. One, popped up. This is in on the infield. Cole at third base will come into the grass to make the catch. And that is the second out, and that'll bring up Daniel Duarte.
Your catcher, number five.
Duarte's 0-2. He's walked twice, struck out, and grounded out to short. He's also scored back in the fifth inning. Had three home runs in the game, two from Gozo and now one from Pritchard here in this inning. First pitch is down low to the catcher, Duarte, 1-0. Pritchard, who hit that home run, is now down getting warmed up in the bullpen, 1-0. This is hit, ripped towards third, but foul. 1-1, just down in front of that pitch. Duarte looking for his first hit of the game. He's homered in the last two games before tonight. 1-1 goes after this pitch. 1-2. Bases empty, two down. One home run here in the inning from Pritchard. 8-5. The 1-2 pitch up high, 2-2. Change up in the dirt, and that'll run the count full, 3-2. Jake Gozo, who's hit two big flies on the game, is on deck. Not only has Gozo hit two home runs, one was to right field, the other one was to left, showing that he has power to all fields. Full count offering, outside, ball four. And that'll bring up Gozo. We'll see how they pitch to him here.
Number 13. Gozo,
as I mentioned, is 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. He's also walked. Hit a 1-2 changeup over the scoreboard in left center, 395-foot bomb. First pitch, and he tried to for number 3 right there. It swung on and missed, 0-1. Gozo now has 4 home runs on the year. Second in the club behind DeBrecht, who has 5. Oh, 1. Swing and a miss. That time, fastball ran it right by him. 0-2. Gozo takes a lot of big swings, and he did so again there. We'll see where Gamba goes here on 0-2. The pitch, high and away, 1-2 with a fastball. Duarte on his first. Here in the bottom of the seventh, the 1-2 pitch. This is lifted out towards left. Pato goes back. Now Race has to race in. He will make the catch on the move, and that will end the inning. One run comes in on the solo home run from Lane Pritchard, a line drive home run. It is 8-5 as we head to the eighth inning here on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here in the eighth inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Helleyville Better Communities through philanthropy. Tomorrow night's game, 6:15, will be the final game of this five straight game homestand and 9-11 nights. A lot of baseball. Lane Pritchard is the new pitcher for the Colt 45s. Mickey Meinhofer just switches with him, and now he is at third. So Pritchard will face Driscoll. Driscoll popped out to second in the sixth inning where he was a pinch hitter. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Right-handed pitcher throws. This is hit on the ground to first sharply. Gozo's got it on the hop. He will race to the bag himself, and that's the first out. That'll bring up Connor Cole. And actually, it looks like we might have a pinch hitter.
Third baseman number five, Connor Cole.
We do. We do have a pinch hitter. It's Nick Dodson. Dodson, the right-handed hitter. Pritchard making his first appearance on the mound as he throws a sidearm pitch inside as Dodson squared around and then pulled it back. 1-0. That's also a ball. 2-0. This is popped straight up. It'll get back and out of play. This is going to be right at the scorer's table. 2-1. Nick Dodson on the year is 3-for-11 coming into this game. 2-1 is up high now, 3-1. Bases empty, one out here in the top of the eighth inning, the 3-1. This is hit towards first. Going to be a tough play. Gozo going over. He can't hang on as he had to race over it. It just ricocheted out of his glove. And it's 3-2. He was half trying to chase it down at the same time making the catch and also knew there was a fence coming up quickly. 3-2. Dodson will step out, right-handed hitter. Awaits the full count offering from Pritchard, working from the stretch. Bears down. Long look in, comes Sat, throws, breaking ball. This is hit foul, straight back and out of play. This next pitch will be number 7 of the at-bat. 8-5 our score here at the top of the eighth inning. The bases are empty with one out. 3-2. Inside and high, ball 4. So Dodson reaches on the walk. And that will bring up Diaz. Diaz, left-handed hitter, is 0-for-1 tonight. He's been walked and hit by a pitch. He scored a run in the top of the seventh inning. Infield, a double play depth. The ground ball could get Pritchard out of the inning. First pitch, breaking ball. That's over for a strike, 0-1. Good off-speed pitch to get ahead. Top of the order is up next for Solano. 0-1 is another breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-2. Galloway is on deck. He was 2-for-4 with a couple of doubles and 2 RBIs. If he would reach, if Diaz reaches, it would bring Galloway to the plate at the tying run. Breaking ball. This is chopped back to the mound. Pritchard's got it. Throws to second for one. The throw to first. In time. Double play. And that'll end the inning. What a gorgeous 1-6-3 double play. And we will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 8-5 here on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth inning here on KCNR 1460. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, building better communities through philanthropy. It'll be Mickey Meinhofer will come to the plate. So Meinhofer replaces Murphy. Meinhofer is now batting in the sixth spot for the designated hitter, Jackson Murphy. So the DH is now gone for the Colt 45s in this game. It'll be Meinhofer, Modeste, and Dobbin here in the bottom of the eighth. What very well could be the last chance. offensively for the Colt 45s. Bullpen is empty, so it looks like Pritchard will be looking to go for the six-out save as his first pitch is down low, 1-0. Meinhofer would be in line to get the win here if things hold up. It's 1-0. Base is empty here leading off. Right-handed hitter, 1-0. That's a strike, 1-1. Gamba has thrown 46 pitches so far tonight. .45s have scored in each of the last four innings. Breaking ball. Oh, just outside. Wow, looks good from here. 2-1. Gamba out of the stretch. 2-1. Popped up. Foul territory. Just gets out of play. 2-2. A couple of fans had to skip out of the way there. 2-2. 10 o'clock p.m. is approaching here. A four-run fifth inning is where the Colt 45s took the lead. It was a two-run homer from Jake Gozo. And then a couple walks. Here's the 2-2. Foul tip into the glove. And that's the first out. Meinhofer goes down swinging. That'll bring up Max Modeste.
Number 34, Max Modeste.
Modeste is 0-2 tonight. He's 0-2. He's walked twice. He's scored two runs. He's also struck out twice. Left-handed hitter steps in against the right-hander Gamba. Base is empty. One down. This next pitch will be number 50 for Gamba as he throws. This is on the inside part of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Modeste and then Dobbin here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 0-1. This is hit into center. Galloway makes the play right at him. That was a pretty hard hit ball there from Modeste. Nothing to show for it. And that'll bring up Noah Dobbin. Dobbin tonight is 2-3.
Number 10, Noah Dobbin.
Dobbin hit by a pitch in the second. Single to the pitcher, single to right, and struck out in the sixth. Left-handed hitter. Long look here from Gamba here on the first pitch. Base is empty, two down. Gamba looking for a 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth. This is a changeup in the dirt. 1-0. Gamba works slowly. The 1-0 pitch. This is outside. 2-0. Due up in the top of the ninth inning. For the Mudcats, it will be the top of the order. Galloway, Torres, and then Pato. For Lane Pritchard, looking to pull off a six-out save. The 2-0. Dobbin went around for a strike. 2-1. Kind of a check swing that he tried to pull back. I'm not really sure what that was there. But it's 2-1. Change up, down low. Torres behind the plate. Put that one through his legs to get it, the glove hand back to the throwing hand. Kind of a fancy move there. 3-1. Pitch. That's a strike on the inside part of the plate. 3-2. Gamba now a pitch away from a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth inning. 8-5 our score, 45s with the lead. Full count offering, swinging and a miss, and that'll end the eighth. 45s go down in order. We'll head to the ninth. Top of the order coming up against Lane Pritchard as he looks to get the save. It's 8-5 on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Back here for the top of the ninth inning, Lane Pritchard will be out there trying to finish off this game with a save and force a rubber match tomorrow. The new catcher here in this ninth inning is Billy Plummer, replaces Daniel Duarte. Pritchard will be facing Galloway, Torres, and Pato. The Mudcats will need three runs here in the top of the ninth to force this game into the bottom of the ninth inning. Galloway, who leads off, is 2-for-4. He's got a pair of doubles and a run scored with two RBIs. He will lead it off. He squares around a bunt. First pitch, breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there to begin this ninth inning. Again, it's Galloway, Torres, Pato, the top of the order. This pitch is lifted out towards shallow left field. Modest will come in a few steps. He will make the catch. And that's the first out here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Peter Torres. Torres pitched hit in the seventh inning, grounded out to short. He's 0-for-1. He replaced Daniel Killingsworth. Base is empty, one out. We have a pinch hitter out on deck for Pato. First pitch. This is hit out towards right field. Dobbin's going to come in. He's racing in. Makes the catch on the run. And there's the second out. He initially went backwards and then realized he had to race in. And that is the second out here in the ninth inning. And now a pinch hitter for the Mudcats here as it's down to the last chance. It's Wellington Balsley. Balsley, the left-handed hitter. Two outs, base is empty. First pitch is a breaking ball. First strike, 0-1. Balsley, 0-for-4 last night with a run scored on an RBI. Left-handed hitter, base is empty. Two down here in the top of the ninth. This pitch is chopped on the ground to second. Charging is Derek Cooney. He's got it underhand. Flip, and that's the ball game. 8-5, final score. Lane Pritchard picks up the save. The winning pitcher will be Mikey Meinhofer. Tomorrow night's game will be at 6:15. We will take a break. Be back with the post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to the postgame wrap here at Tiger Field. Game two, the 45s win at 8-5. They snap a three-game losing streak and get back to 500 at 7-7. The Mudcats snap a six-game winning streak. They're now 6-3. Tomorrow night at 6:15 will be the rubber match of this three-game series. Final line score, the Solano Mudcats, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. For the 45s, 8 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and a number of runners left on base. The winning pitchers, Mickey Meinhofer in relief, 3 innings pitched, gave up 2 runs, 2 hits, faced 11 batters. Lane Pritchard gets the 2-inning save. Losing pitchers is Aaron Run. The big swing of the bats tonight, they have a lot of them, but the main two are from Jake Gozo. He had the 2-run home run in the fifth inning to give the Colt 45s a lead that they would not relinquish. He had 2 big flies tonight with 3 RBIs, one to right field, the other to left field. Lane Pritchard had a solo shot, also was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Lorenzo Debrecht was 1-for-3 with a pair of RBIs as well. Pitching staff tonight did a good job of limiting walks, just 6. The Mudcats walked 11 batters, however, they also struck out 11. So tomorrow night will be the rubber match of this three-game series. The 45s look to finish this little 5-game consecutive game streak on a high note, and it'll be their 9th game in 11 nights. It'll also be Father's Day, and also, more importantly for us here at KCNR 1460, is our producer Jared King's birthday. So happy birthday to our producer Jared King, who will be taking the night off tomorrow night to celebrate. For our producer Jared King back in the studio again, it's his birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday to him. I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, the final score here in Game 2 of this series, the Solano Mudcats 5, the Colt 45s 8. This has been a presentation of KCNR 1460. Have a great night, everybody.
A state appeals court reinstated California's law allowing terminally ill people to end their lives.
California's 4th District Court of Appeals issued an immediate stay Friday, putting the state's End of Life Option Act back into effect, at least temporarily. The court also gave opponents of the law until July 2nd to file a petition opposing Friday's action. A Riverside County Superior Court judge had declared the law unconstitutional last month. Without commenting on the merits of the law itself, the judge at that time said that lawmakers had acted illegally in passing the measure during a special session devoted to other issues. Bob Agnew reporting.
California health officials are proposing a regulation change that would declare coffee does not present a significant cancer risk. The Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment said a review published by the World Health Organization recently found inadequate evidence that coffee causes cancer. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A California judge has refused to throw out a lawsuit accusing Twitter of violating the free speech rights of a leading white nationalist figure by banning his social media account.
San Francisco Superior Court Judge Harold Kahn ruled in Jared Taylor's favor during a hearing on Twitter's request to dismiss the suit, court records show. Taylor claims Twitter permanently suspended accounts belonging to him and hundreds of other far-right users in December based solely on their political views and affiliations. The judge described Taylor's case as a classic public interest lawsuit and said it goes to the heart of free speech principles that long precede our Constitution. Patrick Frost reporting.
Nike's apologizing after the U.S. Naval Academy complained about similarities between a logo for a clothing line and the Academy's historic seal. Line was scheduled to launch on Saturday, but Nike said in a statement that it didn't feel it was appropriate to forward with it. news and analysis at townhall.com.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Year-long work in progress. Inspector General report is now out. We're digesting with Mark Thiessen in studio and Abby Huntsman at the bottom of the hour. But first things first, big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
I think we all understand that there is great disappointment in this policy in certain circles here in America. And fortunately, it appears that it's motivated Congress to do something. And I think that's very, very important. I think that's the way that this should be handled.
Well, former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, disappointed with the way the president's implementing his tightening the borders and his immigration policies. Though we're ready for another bite at the DACA apple, perhaps, the House is presenting another immigration reform plan. And good news for the president, he gets the wall money. However, the bad news is chain migration stays. Is it close enough for him to sign? We'll discuss.
Number two.
Most of my fellow citizens would say, yeah, I want to know what Russia was doing to us in 2016. But I also want the person that's finding out, that's investigating it, to be free of bias and free of taint.
That is Trey Gowdy. The Inspector General report drops, and so does all of our jaws. Stunning anti-Trump bias in black and white. What does that say to you? We're going to discuss that and what it means for the Robert Mueller investigation.
Number one.
The top people were horrible. You look at what happened. They were plotting against my election. Probably has never happened like that in terms of intelligence, in terms of anything else. Right. But they were actually plotting against my election.
And he's not lying. It is in black and white. President Trump moments ago on Fox and Friends spoke for 30 straight minutes about what he knows and what he learned and what he got from the 500 pages in the 14-page overview. With me right now is one of the best guests I could possibly have at this moment. He can disseminate as quick as possible, and we gave him less than 24 hours. Mark Thiessen's here, Fox News contributor, best-selling author. He's also a terror expert and a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. His book, Courting Disaster, is still out there. Mark, as we find out details, and we'll go over for the public,
sure,
about some of the text messages between Strzok and Page N, Agent 1 and Agent 2, and lawyers that are yet to be named, what do you glean?
Well, so, number one, we already knew that Peter Strzok was biased against Trump, though this is really explicit to say we're going to stop him. That's pretty bad stuff.
And I'll just read you the exact quote. It was Strzok to Page. Trump's not ever going to be president, right? Right? Strzok, no. We'll stop it.
Exactly. And then... but then, as you said, there was Agent 1, Agent 2. It was not one, it was not two, it was not three. It was seven people in the report who were quoted as saying things such as, I'm so stressed about what we could have done differently. This is on election night. I can't stop crying. I'm numb. You promised this wouldn't happen. You promised. Trump supporters are all poor to middle-class, uneducated, lazy POS. I'm devastated. Pence is stupid. This is all true. Vive la resistance. I mean, these are the people investigating Trump in the Russia probe. It's insane that they and so, you know, everyone in the media is saying there's no, they concluded there was no bias. No, they concluded that no one sent an email saying, hey, let's help Hillary by slow-rolling the Wiener investigation. No one had an email like that because they're not stupid.
I ask everybody that thinks there was no bias. What if that person, Peter Strzok, was investigating you and he felt that way about you?
Yeah.
If he felt that way about you, could you possibly believe that he is going to give you a fair shot? The answer is no. I would like to know this. Why is he still employed, Peter Strzok? Number two, what do you mean you have a plan to stop it? Remember what he said. Remember the one we were looking at about a month ago, August 2016. I find anyone who enjoys this job an effing idiot. If you don't think so, just ask one of the questions. What do you do? Who are you voting for? I guarantee you it would be Donald Dump, the agent says. I forgot about Dump. That's so sad, pathetic, if they vote for him. Someone who can't answer a question. Someone who can't be professional even for a second. And meanwhile, I'm trying to think of would I rather. They're doing a would I rather game between Agent 1 and Agent 5. Stick your tongue in a fan, or I'd rather have brunch with Trump and a bunch of his supporters, like the ones from Ohio who are retarded.
So imagine if it came out that they were saying he was saying these things about Hillary Clinton during the Clinton investigation, and what the Democrats would be howling about.
Yeah, well, I am over Comey. What happened is, and I'm going to defend him for a second. She gets a private server. The Attorney General Lynch could not be trusted. Comey, to his credit, knew that Lynch was in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And after that thing on the airplane, she should have recused herself, but she says, I'll go with what Comey wants. He's seeing this evidence pile up, so he goes, I'm going to split the baby. I'm going to tell you all the bad things, and I'm going to exonerate her. Dumb thing. I haven't taken a criminal justice class in my life, and I cannot believe that that's what he came up with and didn't tell anybody. Yeah. But it's still her fault with the server. Absolutely. The Attorney General's fault for not having ethics. Her fault for Uma Abedin downloading to that pedophile, her husband, Anthony Weiner's laptop, forcing James Comey to use his logic, which is delusional.
Absolutely.
But it was all her actions. What did Donald Trump do to deserve this type of derision?
Yeah, well, and the other thing that has been completely overlooked in this in the coverage of this is that we've now confirmed in this IG report that Hillary Clinton's emails were compromised by foreign intelligence services. It says here, before when Comey made a statement, it said they said probably or relatively, you know, I can't remember what the exact word was, probably compromised.
He soft-pedaled it.
This is what the IG report said. INSD successfully determined classified information was improperly stored and transmitted on Clinton's email server, and classified information was compromised by unauthorized individuals to include foreign governments or intelligence services via cyber intrusion or other means. So we now have confirmation that Hillary Clinton, through her reckless behavior, actually put U.S. secrets in the hands of foreign intelligence services. That's serious stuff. And then in Comey's statement, they took out – it's fascinating that they did this. She was emailing with Barack Obama from foreign hostile countries using her unsecured private server. And there was a statement that was part of Comey's statement was supposed to say, and they took it out. She also used personal email extensively while outside the United States, including from the territory of sophisticated adversaries. That use included an email exchange with the president while Secretary Clinton was on the territory of such an adversary. First, they changed it to say another senior official, and then they just took it out. So she's emailing. I mean,
and now we know that senior official is the president of the United States, who claimed he did not know she had he was using a private email. When we know now, he flat out lied when he said that. I found out on press reports. No, you found out because you were emailing with her on your pseudonym.
Exactly. So I mean, let's remember what this was all about to begin with. This wasn't about politics. This was about Hillary Clinton recklessly putting U.S. national security in danger by using a private server to conduct official business, putting classified information on private unsecured email, and now we know that foreign intelligence services got that information.
Here's Trey Gowdy on Special Report last night, Cut 17.
Now, I think anyone who heard what any law enforcement agency heard in the summer of 2016, every one of my fellow citizens would say, you go find out whether that's true or not. You go find out whether or not a foreign, hostile country is going to mess with our election.
What my fellow citizens also expect is for the agent that does the follow-up to be free of taint and bias, like 99% of the FBI agents are. It just so happened the one picked to follow up and lead the Russia investigation has manifest animus and can't think of a single person to vote for Donald Trump. So those two are inextricably intertwined. Most of my fellow citizens would say, yeah, I want to know what Russia was doing to us in 2016. But I also want the person that's finding out, that's investigating it, to be free of bias and free of taint.
And they would say Mueller fired that guy.
He did fire him, and God only knows what damage he was done before Mueller fired him. This is what's so pervasive about bias, Brett. It doesn't matter what Mueller comes up with. Some people are going to believe, because Strzok's level of animus was so high, that you can't remove the taint. That's why bias is so destructive in a justice system.
Now, he also was part of the Hillary interview and the Michael Flynn interview.
Yep.
And Michael Flynn, according to reports, Comey said, no one thinks he was really lying. But he was caught saying something that didn't turn out to be accurate, but no one thinks that he was lying at the time. His life's been ruined. He's financially destroyed. He had to do a plea. So he lost, after a few $100,000, he was done. So Peter Strzok is doing that interview. As far as I'm concerned, anything he touched is contaminated.
Absolutely. And look, so when, you know, they say, was the bias, did it have an impact? So after he made that exchange with Lisa Page, he was then put on the Russia investigation once in July after Comey's statement. And then this new intelligence lead, this new lead came up with the Wiener laptop that there was classified information on that. He sat on it for a month. He was quoted.
Do you believe Strzok sat on it and didn't tell McCabe? Do we know that yet?
We don't know whether he told McCabe. What we know is that on September 28th, he said, this is according to the IG, Strzok said he planned to send a team to New York to review the emails, but by a month later, nothing had happened. And it says Strzok he only took action when the agent on the ground in New York complained to headquarters that nothing was happening. So he sat on that for a month. Because he was focused on Trump and Russia.
Maybe.
So, you know, there's...
And by the way, guess what? Their objective boomeranged. Because by waiting...
Exactly.
It said it was the last thing they saw before the election. Now, I'm under the belief that Trump was going to win anyway.
Yes.
I really do. And when you look at the way all those states fell, and how hard he worked, and how little she did, she wants to say, well, you reopened the investigation. Can I just say something, Mark? It's a job interview. What did you do in your last job? Well, as Secretary of State, I set up a private server. Every project I put together fell apart. My reset with Russia was spelled wrong and implemented incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And the relationship with that country has cratered. Tell me what happened right about Iraq. And then tell me about your decisions afterwards. And tell me about the lying since. It's a job interview. And guess what? The American people looked at it and said, you failed.
Absolutely. Look, like Comey didn't make Hillary Clinton lie repeatedly about her server. He didn't make her lie about Benghazi. He didn't make her not show up in Wisconsin and Michigan in the final
days.
Never
got a message.
She lost on her own accord. Look, the polls showed that a September NBC News poll showed that only 11% of Americans said she was honest and trustworthy. 13% of Americans believe in Bigfoot. So literally, there were more Americans who believe in Bigfoot than believe Hillary Clinton.
Put me with that 13%, because I believe Bigfoot lives and is friendly. Mark Thiessen's here. He's also friendly. He's going to be doing America's Newsroom beginning at 10 o'clock. We have a few more minutes with Mark as we try to make heads or tails of the IG report and play highlights. President Trump's exclusive interview on Fox and Friends with Steve Ducey in just a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, Friday edition. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also
also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you've had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
And we are respected around the world. You take a look at Iran. They're not talking about Iran taking over the Middle East. I took that crazy deal that Obama gave them away. Iran's not looking to the Mediterranean anymore. You know, they had to go through a lot of territory to get there.
Right.
They're looking to survive. But I will tell you, someday soon, they're going to come back and they're going to want to negotiate a deal and we'll make a deal. But they were nasty. They were very, very nasty, and they had to be stopped. I took away the deal, and I think they've been treating America with much more respect.
Now, I asked that to Kellyanne Conway. I don't think she knows what I was talking about, because when President Trump, you know, there are some things that he says that, you know, he kind of urges you or provokes you. But when he says something that specific, he goes, they're a different country now. This is the third time he said it. And it usually rooted in something that he knows through intelligence, something that is happening. Now, we know about the riots that took place, Mark Thiessen, inside that country, but in rural areas for the first time. Why? Because they were promised after they signed this deal with the Western powers that they would have this infusion of cash and their lives would get better. And they took the cash and they financed Hamas, Hezbollah, and Bashar Assad. So there's some upset there. And is the president on to something with Iran, or is that a hope?
Well, we don't know the intelligence he's getting, so we can't say for sure, you and I here today. I would say that if you look at what they're doing in Syria and other places and what they're doing in Yemen, they're not a changed country yet. But he was right to tear up that nuclear accord.
You were for that.
I was absolutely for that. And also, not only just because of Iran, but because of North Korea. So he strengthened his position in negotiations with North Korea by tearing up the Iran accord, because what Kim Jong-un wanted was his own version of the Obama-Iran nuclear deal. And by tearing up that accord, he did a couple of things. One, he set, this is not going to be the deal. This is what an unacceptable deal looks like. And second, he set a benchmark for what has to be in a North Korean deal. So it has to have strong verification, has to have dismantlement of the nuclear